Hi, my name is Samantha Lehman. I'm 18 years old and I'm a senior at Garden Valley High School. I have two siblings, one sister named Bridget, who is 29, and one brother named Steven, who is 23. I have a pet dog. She's a golden retriever and her name's Dakota. I work at Firebirds. I'm a host there. And today I will be talking about what I believe in, which is second chances, and my stories about my car accident that I got involved in 8th grade. I believe in second chances. If it weren't for second chances, my life would be completely different. When I was in 8th grade, my best friend and I were at our friend's house. My sister picked us up around 11 o'clock at night, and as we pulled up to the intersection of Cheney Road and Baltimore Pike, the light turned red. So we stopped and talked about our day, waiting for the light to turn. When the light turned green and my sister stepped on the pedal to go across the intersection, within a couple seconds, car lights shined and the sound of horns blared as a Ford pickup truck slammed into the side behind the driver's seat. We spun across the intersection and I remember someone in the car was screaming, and I couldn't tell if the scream was coming from me or my sister or my friend. We were stopped by the railing next to the Newland Grist Mill. I woke up a couple minutes after, the lights were flickering, and I found my friend behind me, badly injured. A couple in a car that witnessed the accident pulled over to help. The man from the witness card came over and goes, "I went to check on the pickup truck, and no one was in the car. The driver ran into the woods. I guess you could call it a hit and run, considering he actually fled on foot. I was so shaking, I couldn't dial the numbers on my phone to call 911, and my sister ended up taking the phone out of my hands and did it for me and called my parents to let them know what had happened. I was forced to climb over the driver's seat because my door was jammed shut, and Jeep Liberties were known for gas leaks and catching on fire when involved in accidents, and my car was leaking. I stood outside of the car freaking out as tears streamed down my face when the lady from the witness car hugged me and tried to calm me down. I don't remember getting to the ambulance. All I remember is waking up in the MRI, and all I could think about is if my friend was okay. I've never seen my dad so upset before than when he sat by my side in the hospital room. My brother found out about the accident at 2 a.m. and drove 6 hours from Virginia Tech all the way home to be by my side. We were told that if the truck hit us any second earlier, most likely someone would have died. He hit us going 75 miles per hour while we were going around 30 miles per hour. He was found a week later at the doctor's office. He was on probation, and after the police investigated, they found out he was drunk when he hit us. I had fractured my skull and got cuts and bruises all along my body, as well as a concussion. My friend was left in the hospital for 3 weeks. The emotional and physical pain had put me in and out of school for the last 2 months of 8th grade. After visiting my friend in the hospital every day, I learned to never take life for granted. I believe in second chances, because it could have been me that was hurt the worst, and if it was 2 seconds earlier, everything would have been different. I don't know where I could be or what would have happened if the accident was more severe than it already was. I believe that sometimes people face near-death experiences and receive a second chance to live my life to the fullest. I am grateful for the life I have today and everyone that has been there for me.